This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are live. It is the third hour of the Alex Jones Show with me, your host, for the next hour, Paul Joseph Watson. And as Alex has been discussing, the whiny, butthurt, crybaby special snowflakes have been all over the streets again, protesting against a free democratic election. Can you imagine anything more reprehensible? These people should move to North Korea. They won't have any problems with elections there. Their preferred candidate will always win. Now it's got to the point where they're burning American flags. They're attacking people on the street. You see the footage here. I put up this video last night. It's already got 400,000 or 500,000 views. They're really losing the narrative. I mean, Trump riot has been trending on Twitter all day. They've been vehemently debunked in their efforts to try and frame this as a legitimate protest when it is nothing less than an anti-democratic disgrace. These people should move to North Korea right now if this is what they're interested in. But isn't it funny how we were smeared all year as violent, hateful bigots? Yet when it comes down to it, it's Hillary voters who turn out to be violent, hateful bigots. You know, it was funny how they said Trump supporters would not accept the result of this election. You heard that for weeks, even months. They said they would riot if they lost the election. What's the first thing that Hillary voters do? They don't accept the election and they go out and riot. I mean, can you remember when, after Obama won the elections in 2008 and 2012, you remember when conservatives were out on the street rioting, burning American flags, attacking people, smashing up shops, destroying cop cars? You remember when conservatives did that after Obama won in 2008 and 2012? No, me neither, because it didn't happen. Because conservatives accept election results. They don't have toys out of the pram, temper tantrums on the streets, thinking that that's going to change anything. It comes down to this. America is a meritocracy. America rewards hard work. That's what made America great in the first place. America doesn't reward whining, burning flags, and wallowing in your imaginary oppression. Okay? That's why you lost. Because you're lazy, self-entitled, bedwetting crybabies. But they're still out on the streets, and they will be out on the streets tonight, probably throughout the entire weekend, actually believing that the Electoral College is going to look at them burning an effigy of Donald Trump's head and think, oh, well, we better just overturn the entire election result then, because some whiny crybabies waving Mexican flags had a hissy fit. No, that's not how it works. Again, it's this entire mentality which has driven the rise of social justice warriors, this mental illness that everybody gets a trophy. No, everybody doesn't get a frigging trophy. You have winners and losers in life. The winners are the people who really want it and who work for it. And those were the winners on November 8th. You were the losers. Get used to it, accept it, move on. But they're not going to move on. What is the next stage of this? That's what we're going to talk about during the next hour. We're also going to talk about the anti-Donald Trump hate crime wave now sweeping America, that the rigged, debunked corporate media is covering up, refusing to admit is taking place. Of course, we saw after Brexit this big frothing hysteria that there were hate crimes happening everywhere. Massive explosion, of course, turned out to be complete BS. The reporting of hate crimes had increased. Actual hate crimes had not increased. Now, all the hate crimes that are taking place in the aftermath of this presidential election are extreme violent left-wingers, the alt-left, attacking Donald Trump supporters, not only out on the streets, but also now in schools. We're going to get to that after the break. This is the third hour of the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the third hour of this Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. And there's an anti-Trump hate crime wave sweeping America, which the rigged media won't talk about. They'll have their cameraman on video pretending to be an anti-Trump agitator saying that Hillary Clinton needs to sue the United States and overturn the election result and claim that that's an organic, authentic protester when it's their own cameraman because CNN is rigged. We're going to go to that video later. But they're not reporting on this. Headline up on Infowars.com, video high school girl viciously attacked for supporting Donald Trump. Of course, this is also up on DrudgeReport.com. And this is just one example. Of course, we also had up on Infowars yesterday, a school in Stafford, an 11-year-old boy, this is in Texas, was violently attacked after telling classmates he voted for Donald Trump. You can see this video here. This is the girl being attacked. This is in California. Basically, this violent, intolerant liberal accused her of hating Mexicans because she posted something that was pro-Trump on Instagram and within 2 minutes instantly launched into a brutal assault because she's a tolerant, peaceful liberal. If this was an isolated incident, it would be one thing, but it isn't. Again, Stafford, Texas, 11-year-old boy, violently attacked after telling classmates he voted for Donald Trump in the school's mock election, leaving him having to use crutches. Another incident out of Florida. 17-year-old student punched by a classmate, punched by a tolerant liberal, in the face because he was holding a Donald Trump sign during gym class. We played the video yesterday of the guy in Chicago dragged out of his car, beaten by a mob of people as they decry the fact that he voted for Donald Trump. You voted for Trump, this is what you're going to get. Beat him around the head, rob his possessions, his arm gets stuck in the window of the vehicle, it drives off, dragging him down the street. Can you imagine if the roles were reversed? It looked like an actual lynching by the end of this scene. And you can see the video, we're playing it right now. Can you imagine if the roles were reversed? Can you imagine if a group of aggressive, intolerant Trump supporters had basically dragged an African-American guy, a Hillary voter, out of his car and sort of beating him around the head, robbing him, and then literally dragging him in the streets, hanging off the back of a car? That would be a nationwide news story. It would be all over the place. It would be all over CNN. Has CNN reported on this? No. ABC News? No. NBC? No. Nobody's reported on it. And it's part of a pattern. New Orleans, a famous monument daubed in graffiti that reads, "Die Whites, Die." Again, another tolerant liberal, obviously responsible for that message. We've had the death threats flooding Twitter. You can go on Twitter at any point, type in "assassinate Trump." Hundreds of thousands of death threats. Some of them direct death threats from tolerant liberals who for the past 3-4 weeks have been saying, oh, those aggressive, intolerant Trump supporters, they're not going to accept the election result. They're going to riot. They're going to stage violence. When it's Hillary voters now staging violence in the aftermath of them not accepting the election result. New York Post reports, assassination threats against Trump flood Twitter after election shocker. You can see more in that article. And they're basically out there saying, oh no, don't assassinate Trump, because then Mike Pence will become president and he's even worse. We have to assassinate him too. They're actually on Twitter saying this. It's no surprise to us. I mean, I've been cataloguing death threats against Trump for over a year now. I mean, that's why he started wearing a bulletproof vest in the first place, because of all these peaceful, tolerant liberals that don't threaten to kill you if you disagree with them politically. So you've got a national hate crime wave sweeping America. And isn't it ironic that Hillary Clinton, during the debate, in fact, it was during that infamous alt-right speech where she directly called out Alex Jones, Hillary said that Donald Trump was the cause of bullying in schools. Well, look at what's happening now in the aftermath of this election. It's kids being bullied, being violently bullied in schools because they supported Donald Trump. Again, everything they project on us, they're responsible for it. Hateful, intolerant violence. This is the new regressive left. There are very few actual real liberals calling them out. There are a few, and we give them honorable mentions when they do it. But by no means are there enough. So again, you've got riots across America. Portland, San Diego, Los Angeles. There'll be more tonight. Don't worry about that. George Soros and MoveOn.org have got this planned to a fine T. Again, the media's pretending it's an organic protest. It's not an organic protest. They literally have news networks trying to hire people to play the role of anti-Trump agitators so they can interview them. They've got CNN interviewing their own cameramen and claiming it's an organic anti-Trump protester. You've got MoveOn.org on their own website saying this is what we're going to do following these orders. Bussing them in to Austin. We had that article up on Infowars.com. And again, this Trump riot trend is yet another example of how the alt-left, the social justice warriors, the regressive left, is infinitely more dangerous, violent, and intolerant than the alt-right. We had an entire election campaign of the media demonizing the alt-right as this violent, bigoted force that's going to stage violence and start attacking people. Well, look who's attacking people. It's actually the alt-left. It's your people. It's the monsters that you created with all this hysterical media coverage for the past year, saying that Donald Trump is literally Hitler, that he's going to destroy the world. Penny, penny, the sky is falling. You created that. And that's why they're now having to frame it as some kind of organic natural protest that is legitimate. It's not legitimate. You had the Daily Beast come out and say, oh, look at Trump. He's already showing himself to be anti-free press, anti-freedom of assembly, because he decried these protests. They're not protests when they're burning down shops, smashing windows, attacking people on the street. That's a riot. That's criminal behavior. It's not a protest. But again, because the leftist media is wedded to these people, I mean, they incited them in the first place. The media is responsible for inciting these riots because of their hysterical rhetoric about Donald Trump being a fascist. They all believe it. They've all got moral, righteous indignation. They're all out on the streets thinking that they're actually some kind of anti-fascist revolutionary force, like they're fighting against the occupation in France by the Nazis. And the media has done that to this people. In fact, let's go to that video now of the Black Bloc anarchist, who probably is a 25-year-old virgin who lives in his mom's basement and has never had a job, smashing an electrical box with what looks like a baseball bat. Let's go to that video now. I'll talk over it. Again, this was last night. Look at him. Attacking an electrical box with dozens of people surrounding him. And then one of them sees some sense and tries to stop him. This woman. But then he starts attacking the woman. This is the tolerant, peaceful-loving left. This is from the Trump riots. But again, you won't see that on CNN. They'll call it, they'll say it was largely peaceful, as shops are being smashed in, attacking bus stations, burning American flags, attacking people in the street. The media will say, oh, there are a few disturbances, but largely peaceful, legitimate protest. No, not legitimate. They're literally protesting against the idea of free democratic elections, okay? F off to North Korea. You'll really like it there. But again, this is another example of the violent, intolerant left that the media has given legitimacy to over the past year, has incited with this hysterical extremist rhetoric about how Donald Trump is literally Hitler. And we're going to go into more videos of that probably in the next segment now. But what's the end game? Well, now they're out arguing that because Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, which isn't even true at this point, they haven't counted 8% of the vote, which is largely in Republican areas. So by the end of this, when it's all wrapped up, Donald Trump could have won the popular vote anyway. But again, that's the mantra. This is directly from MoveOn.org, from George Soros. Oh, Hillary won the popular vote. Therefore, we need to put pressure on the Electoral College to change the rules of the game after the game is finished. They're literally trying to overturn the results of a free democratic election like some third world dictatorship. This is out of the New York Post. The one scenario that could still get Hillary into the White House. For diehard Democrats holding out hope that they won't have to live through a Trump presidency, God forbid, literally Hitler, there is a last incredibly long shot for them to latch onto a surprise twist in the Electoral College. And it basically talks about putting pressure on members of the Electoral College to not vote in line with how the states voted in the presidential election. There are actually Tumblr websites, petitions, frothing SJWs everywhere devoted to this. They actually think they can overturn the results of a democratic election. These people are authoritarians, okay? They wouldn't be out of place in Venezuela or North Korea or communist China. That's the spirit that runs through these people. There you see the meme, plain Trump is going to destroy America as they go out and destroy America. Again, it's all reflection, it's all projection. What they accuse you of, they're doing, they're planning. They're trying to actually overturn the results of the democratic election. We saw it with Brexit. Don't think this is not a threat, okay? 17 million people in the United Kingdom, a majority in the vote of 52%, voted for Brexit. We were told beforehand, the government will implement your vote. Look what happened. They got lawyers, they got political class insiders to take it to the High Court Now it looks like it's going to go to a parliamentary vote. They're going to vote against it. They're going to annul the democratic will of the British people, or at least attempt to. And that's what leftists and social justice warriors, funded by billionaire elitist George Soros, are trying to do in the United States. We'll get into it after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up, and the stock market.
Martin Luther King once said, "A riot is the language of the unheard." Well, now it's just the language of butthurt losers and criminal thugs. We've seen more riots last night, we'll see more riots tonight, and this is the end game. This is what Michael Moore is calling for as well, which we'll get onto. They're trying to argue that because Hillary won the popular vote, which for one, they haven't counted 8% of the results. That's not even known yet. Number two, she won 47% of the vote. So the majority of Americans who voted did not vote for Hillary Clinton, whichever way you want to splice it. They're trying to argue that they can go to the Electoral College and put pressure on these people to overturn the fair and free results of a democratic election. What does that tell you about these people? Again, would they have whined if Trump had won the popular vote but Hillary had won the election? Would they have complained about that? No, they wouldn't have said a damn word because they want to change the rules of the game after they've already lost the game. I mean, it's like in American football. I mean, you can't argue that a field goal should have been worth 6 points after you've already lost the game. It doesn't work like that. You lost. You knew the rules of the game going in. You lost. Accept it. Move on. But they're not going to accept it because these people are violent, hateful, intolerant, authoritarian thugs controlled from the very top. This is not organic. This is MoveOn.org. This is, again, the so-called anarchists doing the bidding of a billionaire globalist elitist in George Soros. How does that reconcile with them claiming to be anarchists? It doesn't. If Hillary Clinton had won, would all these anarchists and communists be out on the streets right now? No, they wouldn't. Yet she's the ultimate Wall Street insider, the ultimate embodiment of the political class. Would they have been out on the street protesting her election? No way. You're not anarchists, you're not communists. I mean, you can disagree with those people, but if they legitimately have those beliefs, fair enough, whatever. But you're not even that. You're complete hypocrites, and the kind of tactics that they employ at this point border on domestic terrorism. This is straight out of the Bill Ayers playbook, the Weather Underground. Remember Larry Grassball infiltrated the Weather Underground, said that their ultimate plan for people who don't agree with them is to put their ideological opponents in concentration camps. And when you talk to social justice warriors, when you dare to disagree with social justice warriors, that's the end game of their ideology. Because they're violent, intolerant, hateful bigots who want to overturn the result of a democratic election by rioting in the streets. Newsflash, it's not going to happen. You win an election by actually not being a lazy ass and working hard for it and getting your message out. Not by throwing temper tantrums and throwing your toys out of the pram in the aftermath. But again, this is what Michael Moore's pushing. Progress outlook. The Orwellian nature of that name. They're trying to have the result of a democratic election overturned. And they call themselves progressives. Has there ever been anything more Orwellian? Again, cancelling the democratic rights of the American people because you're butthurt and you lost. That's not progressive. That's authoritarian. You should be ashamed of yourselves, as should be anyone that supports this. Oh, but what's Harry Reid saying? The outgoing, thank God, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid released a scathing statement on Friday, tearing into President-elect Donald Trump. This is out of Yahoo News. Quote, if this is going to be a time of healing, we must first put the responsibility for healing where it belongs, at the feet of Donald Trump, a sexual predator who lost the popular vote and fueled his campaign with bigotry and hate. I've heard more stories in the past 48 hours of Americans living in fear of their own government and their fellow Americans than I can remember hearing in 5 decades in politics. Well, that's strange, Harry Reid, because all I've seen over the past 48 hours is Trump supporters being violently attacked. Okay? The hateful intolerance is only coming from one side, and it's not Donald Trump supporters. How many videos of people being beaten up on the streets do we need to see to realize that? So, Harry Reid, remember, this is the same guy who called the Bundys terrorists. They were all proven innocent. Harry Reid is accusing Donald Trump of unleashing a tide of hate, while Hillary voters unleash a tide of hate, riot, violent brutality against Donald Trump supporters. Again, it's all about projection. They do what they accuse you of. They embody the very worst aspects of humanity. These people make me absolutely sick every single time. But the good news is they're so lazy and stupid that they think screaming the words bigot, misogynist and racist are actually going to have give them political success. It doesn't. You failed. You lost. We'll be back after this. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The same rigged media that incited these riots in the first place with their hysterical propaganda about Donald Trump being literally Hitler has not only created the conditions to legitimize those riots, as they did with Ferguson and the whole Black Lives Matter issue, they're now literally rigging, hoaxing media segments to create this narrative that these people have a legitimate grievance and that Hillary Clinton should demand that the election result be overturned. They're actually hoaxing media segments to try and run that scam on live television. We're going to go to that clip in a minute. I just want to tell you about the products at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com because we've extended the election super specials to help defend liberty. We're now sold out of many of the InfoWars Life formulas like Knockout, but we have extended most of our top-selling super specials at InfoWarsStore.com. There's no question that Hillary and the globalists will not lay down and accept defeat, and a counterattack is imminent. as I just explained, it's already happening with the riots, with the demands for Hillary to ask that the demand that the election result be overturned. We need to keep fighting. This is only the beginning. I told you about this with Brexit, and look what happened. They're trying to overturn Brexit. They may even try to overturn this if we don't stay on the front foot. And of course, you can help us do that by getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com. Help defend liberty and support InfoWars against coming attacks while getting super high quality products. And you can go on the website, read the 5-star reviews. We don't have time to fake our own reviews like a lot of websites do. They're authentic, original 5-star reviews from people who have got the products and who are really having benefits from them. 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off DNA Force, 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select storable food. Again, the government's storing food, why shouldn't you do it? If nothing happens, then you just eat the food and you save a ton of money anyway. It's win-win. 30% off Survival Shield X2, 30% off Pro Pure King water filters, and 15% off all Molon Labe apparel. Those great t-shirts, conversation starters. And again, we're not funded by MoveOn.org. We're not funded to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars by George Soros, yet we're kicking his ass on a daily basis. Why is that? It's thanks to you getting the products. This is not a cliche. When I started working here, there were literally 2 employees. And that wasn't even that long ago. You know, 10, 11, 12 years ago. Look at what we've achieved after that. And it's solely down to you supporting us, helping us to grow this network by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So please continue to support us as we move forward in this battle. In this war, and the election was only part of the battle. The battle goes on. And it goes on with the rigged media now trying to hoax this narrative that Hillary Clinton has a legitimate grievance that she should be president, that they're going to try and pressure the Electoral College into changing the rules after the game's already finished by just handing her the presidency. Yes, it's extremely unlikely, but if we allow this narrative to gain a foothold, it's only going to grow like a tumor. So this is CNN interviewing a supposedly organic, authentic, anti-Trump, pro-Hillary protester on the streets. Now listen to this guy, and specifically listen to the end of the interview when Don Lemon, the host, starts talking and admits that this so-called organic protester is in fact a CNN employee, a cameraman. Let's go to the clip.
So you don't feel like this was a fair election, because it looks like Donald Trump won fair and square.
How did he win fair and square? Hillary had more votes. More human beings voted for Hillary. This isn't fair. We didn't get one vote. You didn't get a vote. It's just like back in the day when your vote was 1/3.
Oh, the Electoral College, you're somebody who wants to blow that up. You want to get rid of Electoral College?
Just count the votes. It's ridiculous. Hillary, you're a lawyer. Walk in. Go to the Supreme Court. I believe in you, Hillary. I've been to Rwanda. I've been to your hospital in Rwanda. I've seen all the good you've done. I believe in you. Women need you. Minorities need you. I need you. Chicago needs you. We all need you. This country needs you to stand up and walk into the Supreme Court and say one vote equals one vote. What's wrong with that? What's the debate?
You definitely feel his passion. There's other people out here who feel the same way. At one point, you had people who were blocking his road. Chicago police moved in. Everything has remained peaceful. Like I said, Don, as you see, thousands of people still continue to gather. But like we heard this man, very passionate about the idea. He doesn't want Hillary to stop.
Yeah. Brian, you know I used to live there, and I know that guy. That's John Gerkovich. He actually went to Africa with me as a cameraman. But anyway, that's another story. All right. Thank you, John. Thank you very much, Ryan.
There you have it. There you have it, rigged media trying to create a hoax. And, you know, he kind of over-egged it, didn't he? I mean, let's be honest. He kind of gave it a bit too much when he was playing that role of this irate anti-Trump agitator. As you heard, Don Lemon. I know that guy. Oh, he's our cameraman. Oh, really? So we looked him up online, and a resume for John Gerkovich, who is the guy named the so-called irate anti-Trump protester. And what we found correlates with Lemon's statements about a cameraman working for CNN and filming in third world nations. So it is him. They got a CNN employee to play the role of an anti-Trump agitator to drop this narrative, this butthurt, whiny, crybaby narrative that they want to change the rules of the game after they've lost the game. Again, they want to pretend, they want to argue that a field goal should have been worth 6 points after they already got crushed. Well, it isn't worth 6 points. Sorry. You can't just invent new rules after the game's over. Get over it. You lost. But they're going to try and continue this narrative. And Michael Moore is firmly on board. The complete hypocrite who in June 2016 said he was voting for Bernie Sanders because Hillary Clinton was the corrupt Iraq war voting Wall Street corporate establishment candidate who he would never vote for. Lo and behold, 4 months later, oh, Hillary Clinton's great. Everybody should go out and vote for her. Now, filmmaker Michael Moore, this is up on RT. Filmmaker Michael Moore has become a political beacon for devastated Hillary Clinton fans to move on and get SHIT done after posting a 5-point plan which went viral. And I mean, he got 400,000 Facebook likes, 880,000 shares. He then pointed another one, posted another one, which I put up on my Twitter. And he directly calls for people to follow the orders of MoveOn.org, which is owned by George Soros. So this is a guy who cut his teeth going after big business, going after the corrupt establishment, supposedly in the name of defending the rights of the middle class. Now he's openly telling people to obey George Soros, a billionaire globalist elitist who specializes in overthrowing legitimately elected governments around the world. And look what we have with this narrative. Oh, Hillary won the popular vote, even though the popular vote isn't even being counted yet. She should just change the rules and march right into the Oval Office, because that's not what third world dictators do at all, is it? But Michael Moore, the tolerant liberal, the socialist, that's what he's pushing. He's telling people, follow the orders of George Soros and MoveOn.org. Get out on the streets with these violent, bigoted, hateful, intolerant goons and start smashing crap up because you didn't get your own way. This is the narrative they're going to move forward with. Here's another one. Gateway Pundit reports far-left group Answer Coalition plans massive demonstration unrest during Trump inauguration. Of course, in January, the post-election demonstrations against Trump are being orchestrated by socialists and Marxists. That's why they're so violent. Answer Coalition, a socialist group, is planning mass protests in Washington, D.C. during Donald Trump's inauguration. The group claims to be an anti-war group, but has remained silent during the Obama years as he drone-bombed country after country across the Muslim world. When a Democrat's doing that, those bombs are peaceful. You can massacre Muslims across the world. As long as it's a humanitarian war, then it's perfectly okay. When George W. Bush does it, then it's horrible war crime. Obama does it. Hillary Clinton does it. Literally destroys governments, creates an international migrant crisis, creates ISIS, arms them. They haven't got a damn thing to say about it. Answer Coalition, give me a break. The far-left group announced the protest on Wednesday. Progressive people. Yeah, progressive people who want to cancel democratic elections. That's really progressive, isn't it? Progressive people from all over the country will be descending on Washington, D.C. on January 20th to stage a massive demonstration along Pennsylvania Avenue on Inauguration Day. So you've got Answer pushing it. You've got George Soros' MoveOn.org pushing it. You've got CNN pushing it. These fake rigged hoax interviews with their own cameramen. You've got Michael Moore pushing it. This is the narrative going forward. And they'll continue to get more violent if we don't get out ahead of this narrative right now and discredit it like we did to a large extent with the Black Lives Matter, which was again the same thing. George Soros funded from the top, AstroTurf fake movement, not authentic, not grassroots. Again, it's all part of this weatherman Bill Ayers method. They want to overturn the entire system. Their solution, their utopia, is going to look worse than anything you could ever imagine. These people hate capitalism. They hate the middle class. They're complete losers in their own personal lives. They've got nothing to live for, nothing to strive for. Self-entitled, whiny, butthurt losers who don't want a job, don't want to get ahead in life. And they're control freaks at heart. They're authoritarians. That's why they lost after controlling your life. I mean, who has even got the time to interfere with everybody's life to the extent that they do with their safe spaces and their trigger warnings and their being permanently offended at everything? These people at heart are control freaks, and they won't give up the reins of power very easily. So that's why we need to stay on the front foot with this. These riots are only going to continue unless we get ahead of this narrative. And again, you've seen RevCom, Revolutionary Communist Party, organizing these riots. The Black Bloc anarchists, the 25-year-old unemployed virgins living in their mom's basement, decrying the system while doing nothing about it, smoking weed all day. I mean, they barely even engage in hashtag activism anymore. They're that lazy. And it's like as Stefan Molyneux said, you know, FDR won the election because of radio. JFK won the election, the presidency, because of television. Donald Trump won the presidency because of social media. In fact, you even had the Daily Beast yesterday saying that myself, Alex Jones, Mike Cernovich, Chuck Johnson, Molyneux, we were all to a great deal responsible in terms of social media for helping Trump win the presidency, because we actually work hard, we care, we strive to win. We don't lay around being butthurt, whiny, self-entitled losers who are too lazy to do it in the moment, and then when they fail, they go out and smash crap up. That's not how it works. That's not how you get ahead in life, okay? Again, assassination threats flooding Twitter. Ron Paul has come out. This is up on Infowars.com. This is what I said a couple of days ago as well. Ron Paul, Trump needs to resist neocons and shadow government elites. He said, unfortunately, there's been several neoconservatives that are getting closer to Trump, and if he gets his advice from them, then I do not think that this is a good sign. And again, this is going to be one of the problems with Trump. Now, there have been a lot of good noises about him filling his cabinet and the other positions with people outside of the establishment system, and obviously, that's as you would expect, given that he's run his entire campaign on that. You know, getting people like Kellyanne Conway in there and others, people who've helped him out throughout the campaign. But, I mean, there are so many positions to fill. What is it, 4,500 positions for starters alone? Now, obviously, he's going to get some people in there who might not have his best interests at heart. So that's what we've got to look out for. That's what we've got to call him out on. Because even though the media said, oh, Trump's just a demagogue, well, we're not going to act like those people in North Korea fake crying when Kim Jong-il died. Okay? If Trump makes mistakes or he doesn't do what he said he's going to do, we're going to hold his feet to the fire. And that goes for who he appoints in his cabinet. And in this interview, Ron Paul went on to say, we look at the president, we look at what he said, we look at what he might do when you look at his advisors. But quite frankly, there's an outside source which we refer to as the deep state or the shadow government. There's a lot of influence by people which are actually more powerful than our government itself, our president. He went on to touch on foreign policy and he said basically, quote, during the campaign, he did talk a little bit about backing off and being less confrontational with Russia. And I like that. Yeah, that's pretty good that we're not going to have World War III, right? Like we would have done with Hillary. He criticized some of the wars in the Middle East at the same time. He believes we should accelerate the war against ISIS and terrorism without showing he has an understanding of what causes terrorism. Well, the problem with that is, while claiming that they were at war with ISIS, Hillary Clinton's State Department was literally hiring guards for Benghazi who were Al-Qaeda members right before ISIS came to prominence. They then armed ISIS and then refused to bomb them. I mean, you saw them dropping the leaflets claiming that it was environmental concerns with the reason why they were giving ISIS members warnings to get out of the area before they bombed the oil tankers. So Obama hasn't even been bombing ISIS. I mean, the Russians came in and basically wiped them out back last year. But again, this is interesting. This is what Ron Paul said today. Quote, sometimes the false flags and the unintended consequences are beyond the control of even a sincere president that would prefer that not to happen. So Ron Paul's raising the potential of false flags that could get America at least into another haphazard foreign military adventure. So we got to watch out for that. We got to watch out for who Donald Trump hires for his cabinet. We got this story out of Louder with Crowder. Tolerance. Grubhub CEO tells Trump-supporting employees they're hateful racists. And this was the CEO, Matt Maloney, of this company called Grubhub, who said, if you do not agree with this statement, which was basically a SJW screed about everyone's a racist if you don't agree with me, if you don't agree with this statement, then please reply to this email with your resignation because you have no place here. More liberal tolerance. So anybody basically who voted for Donald Trump, anyone who agrees with anything that Donald Trump stands for, he basically told them to resign from his company because he's a tolerant liberal and he can tolerate diversity of opinion. Oh, no, he actually can't. He just told everyone to resign who disagrees with him. And what was the response? Well, there was a complete backlash, calls to boycott Grubhub, which everybody should do, boycott Grubhub. And what happened? Their stock tanked down 4-5%. Because lo and behold, intolerant, hateful bigots aren't that popular anymore. And you can hide behind your misogyny claims and your racist claims and your fake, phony tolerance. It doesn't work anymore. People see right through you. Boycott Grubhub, another company that's going down. We will be back with the final segment of the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FiegelRecords.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense.
Yeah. It's the final segment of this third hour. Owen Schroyer is coming up with the fourth hour. I'm going to hit a final few news stories, but I just want to direct you again to InfoWarsStore.com because we've got free shipping store-wide That remains in place on those specials. We've extended those election specials again. 30% off Super Male Vitality. Huge discount. 30% off DNA Force. Up to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. Again, if nothing happens, just eat the food and save money anyway. It's a win-win. And you support this broadcast. 30% off Survival Shield X2. 30% off Pro Pure King Water Filters. Basically, who hasn't got a water filter at this point, so why wouldn't you buy it from us? 15% off all Molon Larvae apparel. Again, that is free shipping store-wide. We've extended those discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. We're not funded by dictatorships in the Middle East like CNN is. We're not funded by George Soros billionaire globalists like Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org. We're funded by you. And that's how we remain impartial, beholden only to the truth as best we see it, not to all these corporate big government interests. And we're taking them on, and we're winning. And it's because of you supporting us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Final couple of news stories here in the last 3 minutes. BBC interview with French far-right leader Marine Le Pen sparks Twitter storm. Yes. This is what they found to be outraged about today. The fact that the BBC merely asked Marine Le Pen, who could be the next president of France, for an interview. How disgraceful is that? Marine Le Pen, leader of France's far-right National Front, is to basically far-right, means anybody who's speaking any kind of sense right now, is set to appear on the BBC's Andrew Marr show, according to an announcement by the program's editor, and social media users are not happy about it. Oh, how offensive that a prominent politician in France who could be the next president would appear on television. I mean, that's literally Hitler, right? OMG. I can't even. Already facing criticism for airing the interview on Remembrance Sunday, editor of the show, Rob Burley, along with presenter Moore, defended the move. One Twitter user, one moron, responded by saying, WTF, is the BBC playing at giving Le Pen airtime? Yeah, God forbid. Anybody who disagreed with you politically would be able to have the chance to speak. We can't have that, can we? Because we're liberal. She is a fascist. Fascists use every platform they have to undermine democracy. I am done. Oh, no, actually, real fascists stop other people from talking. Okay? You're the fascist. Next headline out of Breitbart. More cultural enrichment in Germany. Police warn of child rape epidemic. That's liberal now, that's tolerant. Migrant-occupied Malmö. Actually, in Sweden. Malmö is just a hellhole. I know people who go there routinely. They say there's literally homemade bombs going off. Burkas everywhere. Massive rape gangs just roaming. This is the cultural enrichment. And now in Sweden, they want to give returning ISIS jihadists jobs. And some of those jobs are actually in the government. You've got, like, the head of the immigration board in Sweden tweeting out, posting on Facebook, pro-ISIS propaganda. That's the level it's got to in Sweden. But following separate incidents in which children were raped in broad daylight, cultural enrichment, in the multicultural city of Malmö, police warned that the number of sex attacks on young people could escalate. So they're finally having to admit that these rapes, these mass molestations are actually taking place. Thank God we've got an election next year in Germany and the sensible far-right AfD party has a chance of making significant gains, as does Marine Le Pen in the French election next year, as the populist revolution continues to sweep the West. But that's going to wrap it up for this hour of the Alex Jones Show. But stay tuned, fourth hour coming up with Owen Schroyer breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.